This evening we're going to turn in God's Word to actually two different places. The first is going to be 1 Corinthians chapter 11. I'm going to take two verses from this portion of Scripture to set our text. And then we will turn to John chapter 17. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 24. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 24. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye, as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me." We're going to turn to John chapter 17, because what we're going to consider tonight is taken from that chapter. I want us to consider that phrase that was at the end of those two verses that we have just read, where the Lord, through the mouth of the Apostle Paul, says that what we do is in remembrance of Christ. And I want us to consider this topic tonight, a remembrance. A remembrance. Before we consider, though, the word of the Lord, and before we come into this time in which we are going to gather about His table, let's turn our hearts to the Lord in prayer. And let's all make our hearts and our minds still before God, that truly we might seek after Him, that He would speak to us through His Word. Our Father and our God, we come to Thee in Jesus' name. Lord, we're thankful, O God, that we have indeed every indication from Thy Word that it pleases Thee when Thy people seek Thy face, when they come up unto Thy throne and ask of Thee help and grace, that their hearts may be touched by the Spirit of God, that their hearts may be opened, that their minds may be illuminated to the truths of Christ. Lord, we're thankful that what we do in this place tonight is not something that's by our own design, nor is it following after our own desires. But Lord, what we do here this night is Thy will. Lord, Thou hast told us that we are to remember Christ, that we are to be careful to come to this time that we might remember that which Christ has done for us. We're thankful, O God, that as we read and consider Thy Word, that we know that it is Thy will for us to do so. And so, O God, we do pray that Thou will bless us. But Lord, we pray that Thou will not just bless us on the grounds of the fact that we are doing something, even if we know it to be Thy will. But Lord, we pray that Thou will bless us because Jesus Christ is worthy. Lord, He bled and died to make us His own people. He bled and died to bring to us all the blessings of God. And Lord, we would pray that Thou wilt honor Thy Son. We pray, O God, that Thou wilt glorify Him. We do pray, O God, that Thou wilt turn to the man at Thy right hand and be pleased to pour out honor and glory upon him by helping us as His people. Lord, bless us now. Close us in with Thyself. Speak to our hearts richly, we pray. Allow Thy Word to be real to our souls, may it indeed be the very voice of God to our hearts. And Lord, we do pray that Thou wilt prepare us as we would seek after Thee around Thy table. Lord, I pray that Thou wilt deal with our hearts that we may be truly a people who are in fellowship with Christ. Lord, may He be sweet to our souls as we would seek Him in this time. Lord, let grace abound for us. Let it be our portion this night. Let us find ourselves meeting with the Lord our God, and may it rejoice us through and through. Lord, I pray that Thou wilt now remember me as Thy servant. I pray that Thou wilt give me utterance. I pray that Thou wilt direct my words and my thoughts. Oh, may Christ be glorified here tonight. Lord, to that end, I pray that Thou wilt help me. Lord, I plead the blood over myself. I plead the blood over these that hear. And I plead the blood over this time. Oh, God, allow it to be for the glory of Thy Son, who is altogether worthy. And these things we ask in His name. Amen. Amen. In the portion of Scripture that we read just a moment ago, from 1 Corinthians chapter 11. The Lord plainly instructs us that our coming to the Lord's table is to be for a remembrance of Him. Well, we might ask the question right at the outset, why do we even need a remembrance? Why is it that we as the people of God need to remember Jesus Christ in such a way? Well, to be very honest and to be very blunt, because we forget. We are a people that have minds, as it were, that forget much. Most particularly, seemingly, about the things of God. The wonderful truth of the Lord's work of mercy flies from our minds as fast as a little bird takes wings. I don't know if perhaps you have come to this place, but I have myself. Sometimes I am convinced that the Lord reveals a thought, a truth, maybe to my own heart, and it so speaks to me, indeed it would so even thrill my own heart, some of these sweet and blessed truths of Christ, that I would think, surely this thought now shall change my life. This thought shall stay with me. This thing that I am thinking on now shall stay with me the rest of my days. How could it not? What a wonderful truth the Lord has just revealed to my own soul. And then I have found that in just a few short minutes, when the matters of life seem to come forward, that I have difficulty not only remembering what I have thought that this thought would do to me, I have problems even remembering the thought itself, what it was that the Lord even said. We are a people that need to remember. We are a people that need to come to the table of the Lord and see there a living memorial and to reestablish in our minds and in our hearts the truth of Christ's love and work. But having said that, I want us to understand that quite truly, our coming tonight to this table and our remembering is really just a reflection of what is happening for us. By that I mean, in many ways, our remembering, though causing our hearts to love, is but a reminder that we are being remembered. We are being remembered. There is much about the Lord's table that is meant, child of God, to teach you that Jesus Christ is in the process of remembering His people. As you come to this place tonight, as we come to handle these elements, there is much that is before us that would preach to us that our Savior is thinking on us. Our Savior is remembering us. Our Savior is taking us to His own heart, that He is not forgetting to do us good. He is not forgetting to do what is needful for our help and for our blessing. Tonight, that is my theme. We come to this time as a remembrance, but I would challenge you tonight to think on this. We come to a time in which we are as much remembered as a time in which we do remember ourselves. I want us to consider this thought, these words, that we are here to remember, but I want them to us to consider them in the light of what the Lord Jesus has said in John chapter 17. Because there the Lord presents His high priestly prayer for His people. There we see the words that would indicate to us what it is indeed that the Lord is remembering as He comes to these places where the blood is brought before the eyes of God, where His work is being set forth before the mind and heart of God. John chapter 17 is divided into a number of paragraphs. I'm going to start our reading at verse number 6. And we will find that each one of the paragraphs that proceed from that point would suggest to us another way in which the Lord Jesus remembers His people, that which is true about Himself, and that which we might expect to be true even as we meet with Him tonight around His table. The first thing I want us to understand that we gain from the Word of God is that the Lord Jesus remembers us. He remembers us. That's the first thing that we might say. That's the first thing that we might point to and say, this is truth. Starting with verse 6, we read, I have manifested my name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them thy words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine, and all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. The point that I am trying to make at this point, or showing forth to you, is what we see in verse 10, where the Lord Jesus says very plainly that we are His. We are His. In the words of a prayer, He expresses this before the Father. I am not forgetting these that Thou hast given me. I am not forgetting those that Thou hast given me as a people. I spoke to them. They kept Thy word. But now I pray for them, O Father, that Thou wilt keep them. Why? Because they are mine. Oh, let us understand that as we come to this time tonight, as we come around this table, yes, we are remembering that Jesus died for us, but I would suggest to you that Christ Himself is not forgetting that we are His. He is not forgetting that we are His own people. As we meet together, He is remembering indeed that we are His own. He is remembering that we are those who trust in Him. He is remembering that we are dependent upon Him. Christ is remembering that we own Him as our Lord. And I would dare say, in that remembrance, we find a note of intercession. As He remembers, He pleads. As He thinks upon us, He asks for us. Indeed, He goes, as it was, here to the Father to ask of Him that the Father too would remember us and do us good. Christ pleads for our good before the Father. Indeed, we might even say it this way, that the grace that is to be given to His people in their time of need would come to them because they are His. Let me just encourage your heart tonight. I don't know exactly how each of you comes to this table tonight. I would certainly hope that you have come as those who are set on seeking the face of the Lord. I would hope that you are here to meet with Christ and to commune with Him. And hopefully, I would say, you are here that He might do your heart good and strengthen you in the grace of Christ. Well, let me say this to you then. If you are here for a reason other than just purely to go through this time in a perfunctory manner, I hope that that's not the case with any of us here, but you are truly here to remember Christ, I can stand up here and say with all authority, be assured, your Savior is remembering you. He is remembering you. And He is remembering that He died to bring you grace. He died that you might have your help in the time of need. You are His. And so He exclaims that before the Father. And so I say very plainly, very simply, that the Savior remembers us. The Savior remembers us. And so I would also encourage you, let all those thoughts go that would say, I have been forgotten of God. Do you ever feel that way? You ever feel that the Lord has just simply forgotten me? The Lord has forgotten to do me good. He has forgotten my needs. The Lord has forgotten His promises. The Lord has stepped away, as it were, from the controls. Oh, that's not true. We look at our circumstances and we say, see, the circumstances prove that the Lord has forgotten me. No, what the circumstances prove is that you have forgotten the goodness and the faithfulness of your God, that you would say that God has forgotten you. But I say that we are here tonight to be reminded that Jesus Christ does remember His people. That which we handle here tonight is but a token of the very fact of it. Yes, we are to remember Him, but let it preach aloud to us that He remembers us. The second thing I would point out to you from this portion of Scripture is that He remembers His work. He remembers His work. He remembers that which He has done. He remembers that length to which He went to secure the salvation of His people. He remembers all that's involved with the shedding of His blood. He remembers all that He bought for us. He remembers every single grace. He remembers everything that He bought for you. through your lifetime, the graces that are going to need to be applied to your life through the days of your existence. The Lord Jesus remembers these things. He remembers His work. John chapter 17, verse 11 goes on into this, where he says in the new paragraph, "And now I am nowhere in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those that thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me have I kept, and none of them is lost but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world." The Lord Jesus exclaims before the Father, "I have kept them." That group, that people, those that thou hast put into my hand as my own people, I have kept them. And in the years and the days that I walked upon this earth, those that were given to me, I have not lost any of them except for the man Judas, which was the son of perdition, a man who was indeed to go a different way, the way of betrayal. But Christ says, "I have kept them. That work that thou hast set me to do, I have done it." But I would also say that when the Lord Jesus refers to the joy that might be fulfilled in us, there is a reference indeed to His atoning work, that work that brings joy into the hearts of the people of God, the joy of the Lord's salvation, the joy of the Lord in their hearts, which can only be received and only be known when the sins of God's people are taken away from them. The Lord Jesus is not forgetting His work. Tonight, I might say this. If you come to this time around the Lord's table with a spiritual need, you are coming to a Savior who knows you. He knows your need. And He is remembering the power of His own work. He is not forgetting what His work will do for you as His child. He is not forgetting that His blood is meant to wash sins away. He is not forgetting that His grace is what we as His people need. We come to a Savior who is remembering the full power of His blood. And I say hallelujah for that, because I oftentimes forget it. If it were left to me to see these things apply to my heart as I remember them, then I would have to say I would be in very poor shape. But the Lord does not forget me. And the Lord does not forget that His work was done for me as His child. And then I would say that the Lord remembers His work, that it was to lead His people into joy. Do you want joy tonight? Do you desire for joy? Well, you know what? The Lord knows that His people need to have joy in their heart. You know, sometimes we think, well, you know, it's sort of an optional thing. It would be nice if it ever happens. No, we are a people that need to rejoice. I don't know if you know that about yourself. I don't know if you know that about your emotional makeup. We, as not just the people of God, but generally speaking, people need to have a heart that can rejoice from time to time. And the Lord says, "I know that my people need to rejoice, but they don't just need to rejoice in what the world rejoices in. They need to rejoice in that which fills up their souls. And so I remember my work, that their joy might be full." The Savior does remember His work. Then when you move on to the next paragraph that starts at verse 17 in John chapter 17, it shows us not only does the Lord Jesus remember us and His work, but it shows us that He remembers His word. John chapter 17 and verse 17 says, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth." The Lord is mindful of His word. The Lord is mindful. He remembers what His word is meant to do. You know, the Word of God is meant to sanctify the people of God. It is to set us apart. It is to be used of God in rooting out from us that which is against the mind and heart of God. The Word of God is a powerful, sharp, two-edged sword that the Lord uses to break us away, to, as it were, chop and lop off those things that are attached to our hearts and souls that displease the Lord. The Lord knows that. The Lord knows that the Word of God is powerful. And the Lord is mindful of His Word. He remembers those promises that He has made to us. Thank the Lord. You know, do you know when you remember the promises of God? And I'm going to tell you, I'm just going to clue you in. Generally, it's not because you have a powerful memory that can remember all of God's promises and make them sweet to yourself. We remember God's promises when the Holy Spirit of God takes the Word of God and reminds us of the truths of the Lord. These verses, these promises of God come back to our heart because the Holy Spirit lays them upon our heart again. That simply would teach us this, that God is the one who is mindful of His promises. God is the one who is mindful of His Word. He remembers that we are a people that need that Word. And He says, Christ says, O Father, I pray that Thou wilt use Thy Word in the hearts of My people. I pray that Thou wilt use it to make them like Myself. I pray that Thou wilt use it to rid them from all these things that beset them so. O, sanctify them through Thy truth. Thy Word is truth. And we might just say then, if the Lord Jesus is in truth remembering the power of His Word, and indeed the fact that the promises of God are sure and sealed to the people of God, then we might expect that His Word would do for us and in us everything that the Lord Jesus means for it to do. It shall not fail. He will not forget us. We are being set apart by His Word. The Lord Jesus is remembering us tonight. There's a sweet thought. He is remembering us. He is remembering His work. He is remembering the Word that He spoke to us and what He means for it to do. As we come to this time tonight, we might also say that we would learn from John chapter 17 that the Lord remembers His desire. Verse 20 down to verse 23 is another paragraph, but it tells us something else that the Lord Jesus is thinking on regarding His people. He says there in verse 20, "Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on Me through their word, that they all may be one, as Thou, Father, art in Me, and I in Thee, that they also may be one in Us, that the world may believe that Thou hast sent Me, and the glory which Thou gavest Me I have given them, that they may be one, even as We are one, I in them, and Thou in Me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that Thou hast sent Me, and hast loved them as Thou hast loved Me." Christ here is simply praying this: Father, let them know in a real and tangible way what it means to be in union with Me and in union with Thyself. The desire of Christ is communion. It is the knowledge that we are in union with Jesus Christ. He is pleading, Lord, let them know the benefit of being one with Me. What do we call this time that we are coming to tonight? Do we not from time to time call it communion? What does that mean? That we are coming here to this time to, as it were, come into a state of being at oneness with our Savior. We are coming into a place of fellowship. You know, it's a sweet thing to my own heart to realize that the time that I'm coming to is not just a time in which I am desiring to meet with Christ. It's not just a time in which I want to know communion and oneness with my Savior. But I learn from these verses that the desire of Jesus Christ is that we might also know that He would be in union with us, that He would be in fellowship with us, that He would be known by His people, and that we would get all the benefits of being at one with our Savior. Let us remember then as we come to this time. It's not just that we are remembering that we are seeking to be at oneness, so to speak, in union with Christ, but that is His desire. And He is remembering that that is His desire. And so, that gives us, I guess, a much greater hope that certainly we shall know this time of sweet fellowship with Christ, because He desires it as much as we. And then the last thing from the last paragraph that I would like to point out before we go to the table is found from verse 24 down to verse 26, where the Lord Jesus now refers to His love. In other words, He is remembering His love. Verse 24, Father, I will that they also whom Thou hast given Me be with Me where I am, that they may behold My glory, which Thou hast given Me, for Thou lovest Me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known Thee, but I have known Thee, and these have known that Thou hast sent Me. And I have declared unto them Thy name, and will declare it, that, or for the purpose, that the love wherewith Thou hast loved Me may be in them, and I in them. The Lord Jesus is praying that we might be where He is. The Lord Jesus is praying that the benefits of His work would be placed upon us. The Lord Jesus is praying that we would be those who know afresh that He has been sent of the Lord, and it may be a thrill to our soul. Why? Because all these point to the fact that we are loved by Christ. We are those who are the darling of His heart. And we might come to this time and say, Oh Lord, truly make this time in which it would be a time which I would be loving on Thee as my Savior. And that really ought to be what we are about here tonight. It ought to be our goal. It ought to be our heart's desire that truly we be those who are loving on our Savior. But let me just say this. I think the thing that makes it sweet to us most of all tonight is knowing that as we come to this time, Christ is remembering to love on us. Christ is remembering His love for us. We don't come to a time in which Christ is forgetful of the love that He has had for us. Oh, may we be a people that are encouraged by the mind and heart of our Savior. May we be a people who are encouraged as we come to this time to seek after Christ, knowing indeed that we are remembered of Him. Truly may the Lord give us grace tonight to see the heart of our Savior as we handle these elements. And may our hearts be led out after Himself for His name's sake. Amen.